Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're talking this week about living in Christian community or missional communities. One of the fundamental things that Jesus has called us to in the church is to be a family. And Christianity is new family life, you might say, in Christ. The church is meant to be a spiritual family gathered around the person of Jesus. And what we share in common, there are many things that we share in common. The centerpiece of it all is that each one of us has been baptized into the person of Jesus Christ, and Christ has become the central figure of our life. We share in common a common love for Jesus, and common understanding that Jesus is Lord. And so we gather. The Word of God goes out and calls people to conversion and calls us together as a people that Christ himself is forming, a new body, one body in Christ. He's the head, we're the body. And it's meant to be lived out concretely and has important elements to it. So this week we've been talking about it. I spent the first 3 days interviewing Bethany Bassanese, a young adult woman in the Ann Arbor area here who's been part of what's called a missional community. They're members of a parish in town, St. Thomas Parish, and they're a group of young adults just trying to ask the question, how can we more effectively and fully and intentionally live out what Jesus is calling us to, as we read about in the Acts of the Apostles? And we talked about three key dimensions of or aspects of the life that they're trying to, in a more consistent way, embody and share together. The Christian life is a shared life. It's not just an individual, personal, my relationship with Jesus. I certainly have one. Every one of us does. But we're brothers and sisters now. We're a new family. The scripture uses the phrase, you know, the word koinonia. It's like family-like relationships that we have. And if you think about the Acts of the Apostles in Acts chapter 2, on the great day of Pentecost, when after Peter had preached so clearly that beautiful, powerful sermon that stirred the hearts of those who were present, the thousands of people who were present there, the culmination of which Peter said that he was declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord. He said the reason so many people here are being touched, the reason the Spirit of God is being outpoured, is because God the Father has made Jesus both Lord and Christ. He's at the right hand of the Father in heaven now. Christ means he's the anointed one, filled with the Holy Spirit. And Pentecost is the day the Lord, the anointed one, poured out the Holy Spirit to give birth to the community, to give birth to the church. The church is a miracle. It's a work of God in the earth. It's people who've come from darkness to light, who've had their sins forgiven, and by God's mercy have now become temples of the living God. And we live, as St. Paul says, no longer for ourselves, but we live now for him who for their sake, for our sake, died and rose again. Our entire calculus has changed, you might say. We have become, in receiving the Holy Spirit and saying yes to Jesus, we become his followers. We become disciples. And what we all have in common, hopefully if we're alive in the Lord, really burning with the power of the Spirit, is we have a passion to become learners. A disciple means a learner, someone who is learning Christ, learning how to live the life of Jesus. So Peter preaches, their hearts are stirred, and then they say to Peter, what shall we do? And Peter says, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is the starting point. To become a Christian is to become a follower of Jesus on his terms. We don't decide it. We don't make it up. We don't define it. We understand that he's Lord and that he's calling us to change our life, to repent, to change the direction of our life, and to acquire a fresh new spiritual way of thinking about ourselves. That is, Scripture calls taking on the mind of Christ. So Peter said, this is what it means. So the first step is to admit we're sinners, to acknowledge and accept the teaching of Jesus, to enter the waters of baptism, to repent, to have our sins forgiven, and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When that happens, on a, you might say, an ontological level, on the level of being, we become a new creation now, and we're united to Jesus, and we're united to everyone who's united to Jesus and the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is forming a new body. He's forming a new people. He's forming a spiritual family. And so we say yes to everything Jesus wants. And Jesus showed us how to live that life. And he continues to teach us how to do it in the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to continue this reading. We'll get to the point where we get a little bit of a picture of how that life began to take shape almost immediately. He said, "For the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are far off, everyone whom the Lord calls to him." And he testified, that is Peter, with many other words and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." So there's the repentance and the turning. Turn away from the crooked generation and come into the reign of the kingdom of God. And then verse 41, "So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they held steadfastly to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers." So these people, who were all individuals, who had said yes to Jesus, were baptized into a new reality. That's the family of God. And it began to take shape. It had characteristics. They steadfastly followed the teaching of the apostles, and they were in fellowship with the apostles right from the beginning. So those who were leadership that God had established, who were leading the community, they began to follow. And they received the teaching of the apostles because they were hungry for the teaching of Jesus. Jesus gave to the apostles the responsibility to pass on to them, to others, everything that he gave them. And Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will be given to everyone who's baptized into Christ. And the Holy Spirit will lead us to all truth and will pass on to us, will give to us an understanding and a conviction and a wisdom and an awareness of the life that Jesus desires us to live. And these brothers and sisters were already coming into that. And they gathered around the table of the Lord, the breaking of the bread and the prayers. They began to pray together. They began to share Eucharist together. They had meals together. All of that was part of their life as a spiritual family. In verse 43, it goes on, it says, "And fear came upon every soul." That's a really healthy thing, by the way. The fear of the Lord is so, so important to have. The fear of the Lord is not a slavish fear, being terrified that an angry God at any moment might smite you in some way or reject you. That's not at all what the fear of the Lord is. The fear of the Lord is a deep and profound knowledge, experience of the holiness and the mighty power of God. And it produces a wisdom that aligns us with God's purpose and reminds us that we're creatures and he's the creator. I'm not the source of my own identity, purpose, destiny, but I receive it from God. And it helps us have courage in the face of temptation because it keeps our head clear about what really matters. It's a wisdom to make good decisions in life. That's what it leads to anyway. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Verse 43, "And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles." So the Christian community was manifesting the very life of Jesus. Community, signs, wonders, preaching of the gospel, fear of God, all of that was present in them. Verse 44, "And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they sold their possessions and goods and distributed them all as was at need." So their hearts were generous. They shared meals together. They were praising God together. Day by day, they began to walk and to build the Christian community together. And we described in our conversation with Bethany earlier this week a simple way to think about it in terms of a triangle we talked about. If you think of a regular triangle, it has three corners, right? And at the top corner, put the word up, bottom right corner in, bottom left corner out. And we use that as a way. We didn't create it. It was created by a guy named Mike Breen and a group of others who are teaching and helping people live in missional communities. To just think about, to be a disciple, to simplify it means I'm a learner. I'm becoming a follower of Jesus. What does it mean to follow Jesus? I want to follow Jesus and be like him in his character and his competencies. His character, who was he and what kind of life did he live? What were priorities for Jesus? So the little triangle helps us see that. The triangle for the word up is Jesus taught all of his followers to look up to heaven, to begin to have a relationship with God the Father, to see God as our Father, and to learn how to pray and to have an upward-directed life as the foundation of our life, to begin to walk with God. The foundation of the entire Christian life is living in a relationship with the Holy God. And then he taught them how to live together in community. That's the inn. He formed a spiritual family. He taught them to follow and live the life that he lived. So in this case here in Acts, it talked about sharing all things in common. So they became brothers and sisters. They had koinonia. They had fellowship. They opened their lives together to each other. They began to live more honestly. They began to care for each other. They began to celebrate family together. They shared things that others needed. They didn't hoard their resources. And they were like a family of families. And they were truly brothers and sisters who now in Christ were living with a new power and new capacity to live differently, to live more generously, with greater mercy and compassion, and be willing to walk in sacrifice with one another. And so people saw how differently they lived. And then the third thing is, the third pattern of Jesus's life is he reached out. He was constantly extending the kingdom. He came for this purpose, he said, to seek and save the lost. So in a healthy Christian community is a passion for mission, is a zeal for the salvation of souls, the salvation of human beings, that we bear the heart of Jesus, the ache of Jesus to go seek and save the lost. So we live the up, the in, and the out. Or the way Pope John Paul II put it, and then echoed by Pope Benedict XVI, he said, we're all called to live the co-missions of Jesus, co-missions of the Holy Spirit, which is prayer, community, and mission. So as we look at our parishes, look at our diocese, are we living the rhythm of Jesus's life in the daily life, in the things of life, in the way we live as a family? Are we living as a family, the up, the in, and the out, the prayer, the community, and the mission? Are we praying as a family? Are we gathering around Jesus and bringing others around? And how does the life and the pattern of life in our family, how does it communicate the life of Jesus? And then as a family, do we have any concern for those who don't know Jesus? Are we opening up our home to unbelievers? Are we reaching those who are lost and are broken, forgotten? This is an important thing. So you see how communities lived in family, but it's lived in family of families together. And it's always meant to have this missionary dynamism and a family dynamism at the core of it. So it's a helpful way to be able to evaluate the health of our own family and our own parishes. It's really what the Lord calls us to. And it's important for us to remember that the Holy Spirit wants to lead us into it. So we don't have to do it on our own power and our own resources, but the Holy Spirit wants to teach us how we can do this in the normal patterns of everyday life. I mean, some of the patterns we live might need to change. For example, we might be so busy doing so many things, we really don't come together as a family to pray. Well, that's a pattern of life that has to change. Or we just don't have any room in our lives to be serving others or to be opening our home for other people to be a part of it. That's a pattern of life that needs to change. And so ask the Lord, say, Lord, lead us and help us now. But begin first with prayer and pray as a family. Dads, don't be afraid to lead. And often that gets passed on to mom. Gather your children around. And if you don't know where to begin, begin with the rosary. Begin with simple prayers. Don't be afraid to get on your knees. Tell your children, kids, acknowledge it maybe, dads, if you need to. I haven't been leading the family, mostly because I don't know how, or I haven't paid much attention to it, but I want to repent to you, all of you. That means I want to change. I want to learn how to do this. And mom and I together want to learn how to lead this family in prayer. Frequent the sacraments together, you know, go to confession together, go to mass together, make room and make space for it in your family. Celebrate the holy days of the year. Celebrate them as a family. Bring guests, bring people who don't even know the Lord, your neighbors and friends to come and celebrate with you. Celebrate birthdays with them so you can get to know them and they can get to know you. And there's just a lot of different ways you can do it. So think about this. Think about living the up and the in and the out together. Think about living in the prayer, communion, and mission that the Holy Father, St. John Paul II, said the Holy Spirit wants to lead all of us into. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.